Ashley calling.
Okay, Ashley, how are you?
My daughter just woke up.
Oh, hello, Ashley's daughter.
My question is, hopefully she doesn't get all cranky. My question is, like, I know that you say not to involve others in your marital problems, that my husband will change when he's ready to change, but he's living with them, and I'm just wondering if there's anything that his parents can say or do to help him come around or take responsibility or whatnot.
I don't know whether or not there's something they could do or say to help him take responsibility and come around. Possibly there is, but it's none of your business. Sorry to put it that way. In other words, my suggestion, as you've heard me talk about in the program, and it's a very important section of the program, I hope you all have heard it, you should respect the privacy of your spouse and of your marriage, and that means not discussing your situation, your marriage, or your spouse with anyone, no friends, no family, no children, anyone other than a professional. It's wrong. It's a violation of your spouse's privacy. If they find out, they could be very upset, and the worst part is they'd be right. So you should not sort of orchestrate or attempt to orchestrate any message from his family to him. Now, whether or not they will on their own deliver some message to him that might influence them, that could very well be. I hope that happens. Maybe it will. I don't know. But I know that you shouldn't be involved. In fact, if you are involved, that dramatically increases the likelihood that whatever message they do send won't impact him, right? Because if he has any sense whatsoever that you might have been involved or behind it in any way, shape, or form, you can be sure the walls are going to go up. The fact that you have nothing to do with it at least gives you the chance, depending on his relationship with whoever he's speaking to, that his walls will be down, that he'll be open to it, and that this person will have a chance to influence him. But, you know, you can look at that as like up to God. You know, I always like to say that there are lots of things that are, over the next 6 months to a year for all of you, there are hundreds of different things that are going to occur that are going to influence your situation, influence the outcome in one way or the other. And many of them you can do something about. And it's important that you recognize the ones that you can influence and that you do your part. And that's, you know, that's why you're in this program, because I'm helping you, I'm helping you, identify the things that you can do something about, and I'm helping to educate you about what you can do that would be productive. However, there's a whole nother set of dynamics, of things going on in your situation that will influence the outcome in one way or the other, but it's in God's hands. You don't have a part there. There's nothing you can do. And it's important to be able to tell the difference, to recognize it, and to just let it go. Leave it in God's hands. And that's one of those things.